If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Kevin Powell, we are starting with you today. What do you have?
Oh, Steve should go first. It's his day.
It's his 40th anniversary.
Sure. Steve, you go first.
I'm not ready. Go ahead, because you're not
Here's
ready.
What, let me read a text message since none of you are ready. I started listening to WGN Radio as my mom always had it on in the car and at home. She loves Steve as he was from the Kankakee area. When my wife and I retired, we wanted to travel. I mentioned we should look into Steve Bertrand's travel. We'll be going on our fourth trip this fall. Congratulations, Steve, for 40 years.
Well, that's very nice. I appreciate that.
There's just so many text messages. Have you been reading them?
As many as I can. Yeah, there have been a lot. It's been very overwhelming. It's very
WGN
nice.
Radio would not would have. I like this one. WGN Radio would have been history had it not been for Steve Bertrand. Management made many mistakes, but no doubt keeping Steve saved their butts. A longtime listener, although I did boycott for a while in 2009 after Kathy and Judy were dismissed. Thank you, Steve, for being on the air. Wishing you the best. You know, as much as you think talent and news people here have changed, really the changes have been in the management structure. Wouldn't you say those are the people that, you know, were in and out pretty quickly for a certain amount of years?
It seemed like forever for a while, though, Lisa.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The group that fired Kathy and Judy, when they left, then they brought in all these a variety of hosts. They didn't have they hadn't settled on anyone. I think Mike McConnell ended up getting the job, but Jerry Springer was in for a while.
Oh.
So I'm anchoring with Jerry Springer and all these other a woman named Crosby. I think she's on CNN headlines, and they didn't even know my name. It was just it's like I've been here 20 years. You're the ne'er-do-wells filling in. You know, learn my name, but
I call them the sacrificial lambs. Having been in radio long enough to know that if you are coming in to replace a big name, you're only there for a short time until they get the next big name. So,
yeah, I guess that's what they were doing. They were just sort of rotating through some people, but
yeah, so my time's about up. Kevin, do you have a story yet?
Oh, I've had one. I just thought Steve should go first, but this is a huge day because it marks Steve's 40th anniversary, and this was also making the rounds on social media. You know what today is, Steve?
It's Tuesday.
It's McLovin's birthday.
McLovin.
Superbad.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, what? Come on.
I
well,
know.
You know, he's got the fake ID, and it's from Hawaii, and his name is just McLovin. So that's, but people were sharing that if you look closely, June 3rd, 1981 is McLovin's
that's
birthday.
That's fantastic.
So it's Steve's 40th and McLovin's birthday.
I hate to say this. I don't know who McLovin is.
I don't either.
Oh, come on. From Superbad?
Lauren's
yelling
that.
In the newsroom. With Seth Rogen and that whole crew.
I don't know. I might have seen it.
No, you didn't see it. You remember it.
They're in high school, and they're all trying to get booze, and he shows up, this character. They're like, did you get the fake ID?
Oh, he goes, yeah, I did.
And he shows it to him. It's a Hawaii driver's license with his picture. It's terribly edited, and his name just says McLovin. That's it.
Wasn't John Williams talking about that earlier?
He's talking about fake IDs, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fake IDs, yeah.
But it's a cult movie. It's very vulgar, right? Very dirty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's hilarious.
So you should come over. We'll watch it, Mary. You have the families over.
Is that around the same era as the Something About Mary that I couldn't watch?
That movie's also funny.
Before that.
No, it's after. Well,
yeah,
after. Something About Mary.
Oh, my niece just sent an OMG yelling at me because I don't know McLovin.
Well, this is a good opportunity to watch Superbad for the first time.
So did you know that – I don't believe this. I was going to put this in a newscast, and then I killed it. So I figured if I don't trust it, I'll just use it here. That the Supreme Court can ban baby names.
What?
There's a group it's picked up
in
by,
this country? I know that happens in other countries.
Yeah, a lot of Nordic countries. But this is Metro Media reporting, and they're quoting a website, usbirthcertificates.com. And I went to it. It's not official, but it says the U.S. Supreme Court is banning nearly a dozen baby names. According to the website, the names King, Queen, Jesus Christ are illegal in the U.S. New parents should avoid calling their kids Santa Claus, Majesty, the Roman numeral 3.
How about X?
Yeah, how about all those letters and numbers that Elon Musk chooses to name his child?
Nutella is on the list.
Nutella.
Messiah.
Rude.
The at symbol and the number 1069.
Wow.
And I don't know what this is. I don't. It's written like it's a true story.
Must be like swear words, too, they ban.
I don't know.
For names.
Each U.S. state, it says, follows its own name guidelines, but typically ban numerals, emojis, and special characters.
Hmm.
So you can't name your... But I think I know people named King.
That's what I thought. I thought King and Queen.
Queen. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Prince. There's a Prince.
Not anymore.
No. Isn't Prince one of Michael Jackson's kids?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
His name Prince.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Don't believe it.
Blanket.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that too. What's your story, Mayor?
Okay. So what? McDonald's once again bringing back another item for breakfast. What is this one? Kevin, you should be all over this.
Well, I didn't know it's a breakfast. It's a snack wrap.
No.
Everyone's talking about the snack wrap today, Mary.
Well, yeah. Today. No, this is a new one. They're bringing back the Blueberry McGriddle.
Oh.
Did you ever? I don't even think we had that around here.
I don't think I've had the Blueberry McGriddle.
They're testing it again in Houston. I guess it flopped somewhere else in Washington, D.C. They're bringing it back. But that was not really my story. My story was leading into Steve, who eats, because, you know, this is all about Steve today. Steve likes to eat at the desk all the time, you know, and he likes to eat smelly things. So I wanted to...
I'm busy and I like to eat well, Mary.
I wanted to look up the smelliest food to avoid eating in the office. What do you guys think it is?
Salmon.
Fish.
According to Reddit.
Fish.
Smelly cheeses.
Oh, I'm going to bring salmon in tomorrow now.
Brussels sprouts. That thing you were eating the other day smelled like sauerkraut.
Steve normally has a whole cheese platter at the news desk.
Oh, man, it was
delicious.
Nasty.
Lisa, I had a salad with truffle oil.
Ugh. I thought you took your shoes and socks off and had them sitting on the desk.
I thought you took your shoes and socks off. No, it's called gourmet eating, Mary. Look into it.
Keep it in the office, your office.
Ugh. Hey, coming up next, Steve has the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and it's Leland's last day before he gets married, so I'm giving him my marriage advice on the air. I don't think that he'll really grasp it because it'll take years before it sinks in, but when it does, he'll remember. That's next.